Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast, the team teach. This is what's wrong with live TV. You can't do retakes when you get all tongue-tied when you try to say the team sheet tantrum for Aston Villa and Southampton. And I'm absolutely doubly chuffed because, as you can see, my new home shirt has arrived for the 2022 season. And before we get cracking, I decided I wanted to come on early because I'm going to have to leave a bit earlier today. Got to make the trek back into Galway City as well. The undefeated Connacht Lions. I also have to get the pennant in there. The undefeated Connacht Lions are meeting up in Taft's Bar in Galway tonight. If there's any stragglers, if there's anybody on stag parties in Galway, if there's anybody who even so much as sniffed a Villa fan previously and wants to join us for a few drinks in Taft's Bar in Galway tonight, you can do so. We'll be in there and you'll hear us. We'll be the loud people to the right of the front door. Also, I want to give a shout out to somebody who I was chatting to today. So you guys might know him from Twitter. Biff Sweeney is on his way over to the game today with his son Michael, and I just wanted to give a shout out there. His son Michael is on over to it. He's got the lucky hat on, so that means Villa are going to do it today, and I'm delighted, and it's great to see that the game actually went ahead, because these games were supposed to be cancelled for obvious reasons and for good reasons and so on, but or not good reasons, you know what I mean, but reasons that we can understand. This game goes ahead and it's great because Biff and his young lad get to go over and share some time watching Villa, which is always good. Always good. So I hope you enjoy it over there, Michael. And to your father, tell your father the Jets, who supports the New York Jets, that unfortunately enjoy today, because on Sunday you're going to get a trouncing by the Cleveland Browns. So look, that's just the way it goes. But enjoy tonight and enjoy Villa winning. That's that. Let's talk about the team. I came on, as I say, a small little bit early today because of I do have to leave a small little bit earlier afterwards. And I have my new shirt on, as I've said already. Now, does anybody want to guess who I got in the back? That's going to be a running thread throughout the course. There's no prize or anything. Don't have any prize for anybody, but I have a player on the back. Yes, I'm a 37-year-old man who gets a player printed on the back of his shirt. What are you going to do? There's room for all of us on this spinning globe that goes around the sun, but there's room for all of us. So have a guess at who I have gotten on the back of my shirt, and we'll reveal it at the end of the show just before I leave. But Aston Villa are playing Southampton. Lots of rumours abound that Danny Ings is going to be starting tonight up top, that Ollie Watkins won't quite make it, may make the bench, is what the rumour is at the moment. Apart from that, it looks like it's going to be a stable team. I know there's lots of people chatting about, like Coutinho, that he might come back into the team. Obviously, Steven Gerrard did wax lyrically about Coutinho. He also said that he had words with John McGinn to the effect of that he's trying too hard and so on and so forth. But let's see what that brings. There's the comments coming in. Maybe there's lots of people guessing to see what I got in the back of my shirt. But let's go down through. Oh, firstly, I want to say very, very, very big thank you to Stuart Cowley. That is super generous, Stuart. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate everybody checking into the podcast tonight. Let's have a little look at some of the comments here before we get to the team news. So Midnight Mark says he's having a drop of Guinness under the Holt. Love it. Love to see it. Stephen says the Twitter is saying that Ings is starting for hashtag Team Paddy. Yeah, as regular listeners to the podcast will know, Paddy is very much on Team Ings. And his goal scoring ability, and we have this this regular kind of back and forth because I'm Team Watkins, and it would just be lovely if the two of them could play in the same team together. We've got there's some scores coming in there already, which is fantastic, and they're all positive from a Villa point of view. Junior Bennett says 2-0. Albert says 4-0. Albert then comes back. Oh no, he says Watkins 2, Bailey and McGinn. That'd be nice. Brian Hennessy says 4-1 and Heighton Poker. I'm not quite sure if I pronounced that correct. It says 4-3 and up the Villa. I love to see it. Love to see it. Kieran, good to see you, Kieran. Guys, Kieran O'Callaghan, get on his Twitter. Kieran O'Callaghan's jumping out of a plane. If nothing else, you should pay to see that, to be honest with you. Kieran O'Callaghan is jumping out of a plane for the Aston Villa Foundation. I think it's tomorrow, Kieran. You might let me know in the comments. I'm nearly certain it is tomorrow. But I've been assured that all the relevant checks have been done. But Kieran is looking for looking for donations, and you guys will be able to find the link. We retweeted it out last night. It's for the Aston Villa Foundation. If anybody has anything going spare, Kieran O'Callaghan, he's the man, the mate, and he's definitely a legend. I probably still owe him for about 4 pints that we drank in the Aston social last time I was over. But it was only because I was distracted because Paddy started doing karaoke. I was so distracted I left a pizza that I ordered at the bar and never collected it. So that's how distracted I was by Paddy's beautiful voice. But Kieran, everybody get over to Kieran's page and see if you can spare anything raising funds for the Aston Villa Foundation, and that would be great as well. Looking down through these comments, oh, Danielle says I'm looking good. Thanks very much. I got a new haircut and everything. Championship haircut for today, you know. Not championship, but you know what I mean. That's a saying we have here in Ireland, is championship haircut is when you get your haircut to make yourself feel good before you go playing a game yourself. So that's what the phrase is. So look good, feel good, play good, I think is the one that Ronaldo used to say. Charlie's asking, what's the size in them like? It's absolutely perfect. This is a large, and I had to definitely get an extra large for previous shirts. Size is perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So much so, when I put it on today, I actually went and I ordered the away shirt. I didn't want to order two and have to send two back, so I ordered them in dribs and drabs. And you guys can order, but there's a link actually on the podcast underneath here. You can order 20% off any Aston Villa shirts. If you are looking to order on Kitbag, that's where I got this from. You can order in the podcast notes. There is a link there as well. Anyway, let's get back to the game here. There's rumours abound that there's going to be no Martinez tonight. And I'm making an effort to pronounce it the correct way, which is Martinez, as opposed to Martinez, as I usually call it, because of my thick Irish brogue. But I think that this is the one area of the team, and thankfully it's going to be at the top of the list, no matter what way you look at it. But I think that this is the one area of the team for me that is really, really interesting, because myself and Paddy spoke about it last night. Philip Marshall, for all the underage exploits he had in goals for English underage teams, you know, you don't want to be coming into a cauldron Friday Night Lights on TV, live on Sky, with a team that hasn't been able to keep a clean sheet in God knows how long. don't want somebody like Philip Marshall coming in there specifically as well, when we do have communication issues within our back four from time to time. I've no doubt that he could be a great shot stopper. We've seen it. He can be a great shot stopper. You know, having to wade through the bodies to come for crosses, come for corners. The likes of Shea Adams around there, and their back two coming up here. I hope that Martinez is fit to go. But as I say, I am more hopeful than anything there, because if it isn't him, with Robin Olsen having a knee issue and Jed Steer unfortunately being out long term, it would look like it would fall to Philip Marshall for this game, as Sinisalo has gone on loan, who's somebody that the club think really, really, really highly of, but they also think highly of Philip Marshall. I think, if I'm not mistaken, and you guys might let me know in the comments, Philip Marshall was signed from the Manchester City Academy as well, probably about 2.5-3 years ago. So he does have some sort of pedigree from that point of view, but I think that's where my eyes are going to be drawn to first. Obviously it's top of the list, but that's where I suppose I will be looking with great interest to see what is going on there with that, with the goalkeeper position. I have got Twitter open here and I'm just rifling through it to see if we have any rumours abound Ahmed Al-Mohammadi is tweeting up the Villa. Always good. Love Elmo. I really do. It's great that the club have him in and around there again, because he's just one of these nice guys. Just looking through here. Yes, the Aston Villa News and Record and the programme today will obviously have a commemoration to Her Majesty the Queen on it as well, which it would be a nice collector's item for people. Oh, Ty Bracey has got an Ehiag 16 jersey, one of the old 1995 AST computer shirts. That is jealousy. Ty, if you're listening, I'm jealous of your shirt, by the way. I'm jealous of your shirt. But it looks like we don't have too many rumours. Well, not in my timeline anyway, just yet. But we will know the team in the next minute or so. Getting back to some of your comments there for a moment. Stuart, visiting from New Zealand. Just standing outside the Holt End, soaking up the atmosphere. Well, do you know what? Enjoy every second of it, Stuart, because Friday Night Lights, I've not had the opportunity to go to a league game under lights, specifically on a Friday night, but under lights in general at Villa Park, and I would love to go over to this one, so I hope you enjoy it. I hope you can be the lucky charm. The only problem is, if we win, you have to come back again every other weekend, so, you know, get the tickets sorted now. Get the plane tickets sorted, because we need all the good luck charms that we can possibly get. There's lots and lots and lots of guesses coming in as to who I have on the back of my shirt. Absolutely no, Brian Kavanagh. I can categorically say that you have not won this guessing game. I do not have David Unsworth on the back of my shirt for sure. You can be sure of that. Nicky Adams has been sat in the motorway for 2 hours. Oh no, are you going to miss the game? Hopefully not. Hopefully you get there in time. Noel Connaughton, my consigliere in Tafts, making sure that everybody is well oiled by the time I get in there. Noel is my partner on crime for tonight in Tafts Bar. He's keeping the Connacht Lines good run going. Absolutely, Noel, and I'll be into you as soon as I can. Dara Grady says up the actual Villa. Whatever that means. Where else are we? Okay. We've got a team news. Wait a minute. Whoa, I've completely forgot all about the team and all my messing, because there is a team alert. Yes, and I'm still not ready for it. So our team is out, and we have Emiliano Martinez starts in goals. Martinez starts in goal. Ashley Young, Konza, Mings, Dina, as we expected. Luca Dina was apparently as a point to prove to Didier Deschamps, who hasn't picked him in this latest squad. And it seems to have caused ruffles in the French media, even though they picked Ferland Mendy and Theo Hernandez. John McGinn, Kamara, Jacob Ramsey, Bailey, Watkins, Coutinho is in an absolute ferret from the left ditch. Has been thrown at us here, because all the news was that it was not going to be Coutinho, that Watkins wasn't going to start and Ings was going to be in there. But Coutinho starts today, and it is a case whereby Douglas Luiz drops to the bench. I'm going to be really honest. I ain't too sure about that. I can understand why it's done, because of the fact that we spoke about this on the podcast last night. I want your comments on this, guys. Get your comments in there. I'd be interested to understand. And like, try and keep it to what potentially we could play, what way we could play with Coutinho in there, as opposed to, well, Gerrard is just kissing Coutinho and just loves him, and, you know, he can't drop him because he loves him and all that kind of stuff. We know that there is a bromance there or whatsoever. But I think when I talk about Coutinho, or when we were talking about him last night, the fact that we're going to look at Southampton's team now in a moment, we'll look at it in a minute, but if the likes of Maitland-Niles and James Ward-Prowse are starting in that back double pivot, I think Coutinho would be perfect to move them around. Neither of the two of them are wicked fast, number one, nor is Coutinho. That's okay, but Coutinho's is that Teddy Sheringham type at this moment. You know, he's all his paces in his head. But I think that him dropping deep in between those two, or getting into positions in between those two, could be beneficial for us. Our substitutes bench, Robin Olsen makes the bench. So it seems like it was much ado about nothing. Did we throw out the dummy injury report? I don't know, but we have three people that were mentioned. The three people who were mentioned in the injury report are all there, suited up for tonight. So Robin Olsen is there. Callum Chambers is there. Augustinson, Nakamba, and Nakamba sighting. A marvelous Nakamba sighting, everybody. Whoa. Didn't expect that. And a Morgan Sanson sighting later on for all of you hard of sight. But then Dunker. So we've got Nakamba, then Dunker, Douglas Luiz, Morgan Sanson, Buendia, and Daniel Ings. Daniel Patrick Ings. I can't remember which one it is. So we are midfield heavy inside there, guys. We are midfield heavy in that on that subs bench. And I think it just goes to show that, you know, when we were trying to get players out in the summer, and look, you know, you can't sell everybody you want. And look, we know that we've had issues getting players moved on in the past. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 midfielders there, if you include Buendia as a midfielder. 5 midfielders in our 9-man bench. So it just goes to show really there that, you know, there is still a small bit of work to be done on this squad if we are to have options in other areas, because you take Matty Cash out of the situation here, Ashley Young comes off the bench, and then that bench does look a small bit unbalanced. Talented, don't get me wrong, it's a really talented bench, but it is a small bit unbalanced, I think. And I think even the most diehard of fans will admit that. Let's take a look at the Southampton team while we're here. It'd be nice to look in a friendly look at the Southampton team. Oh, Southampton. Okay, so they have Gavin Bazunu, as I mentioned, Irish goalkeeper, really heavily, highly rated, should I say. I'm looking forward to seeing him. I do hope he has to pick the ball out of his net a couple of times, but I'm looking forward to seeing how he's going to progress within the Premier League through the course of this year for my own selfish Irish reasons. Walker Peters, Bella Catchup, Salisu, and Perud. Perud comes in there in the left-back position, although he has played there a couple of times this season. You have Diallo and Ward-Prowse. So immediately we don't have Maitland-Niles in there, and I don't think he's even made the bench, but you have Diallo, who offers a small bit more energy in that pivot place there, and Ward-Prowse. Elianusi, Gineppo, Adams, and Armstrong, they make up your front four. And the reason I call it a front four there is because Southampton famously played that 4-2-2-2 formation, and then everybody is just fluid once you get into the front two positions. But I suppose really we spoke last night about Elianusi. He's been a thorn in our side before, but he can blow hot and cold. Gineppo, latent pace again. I'm not really like, it's something that he can get across in, he can dig out across or whatever. You've got Che Adams on a scoring streak. And look, Adam Armstrong just loves to see an Aston Villa jersey, because he gets those dirty goals against us that we can never really seem to come back from. And he seems to score his best goals against Aston Villa. And on their bench, they have Alex McCarthy, they have Larios, Lianco, Kaleta Carr, who we were rumoured to be purchasing during the summer, is on their bench. Stuart Armstrong, Joe Rebo, recent arrival from Rangers. Sam Edozie, recent arrival from Man City. Sekou Mara, recent arrival from Bordeaux. And then returning, St. Mary's favourite of Theo Walcott, another man who likes a goal against us, is on the bench as well. I spoke an awful lot there in a very, very short space of time. But that team, obviously, I'm going to be honest, when I look at that team, they're
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Their strongest area is their back four. And, you know, they're coming to Aston Villa. And look, we know what Ward-Prowse can do. We know what he can do, giving away a freeze. If we give away a freeze 30 yards from goal, we know what he can do. We know what he can do from corners. Previously, they would have had a massive corner threat with, ironically enough, Bednarek and with Vestergaard. Vestergaard was there. I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I've never seen any statistics if anybody can tell me anything in the comments there regards to set-piece statistics for them, maybe in the latter half of last season or the first half of this season, that'd be interesting because... you know, Adam Armstrong isn't exactly the tallest man in the world. Elianusi isn't exactly the tallest man in the world. Gineppo isn't the tallest man in the world. Shea Adams is maybe touching 6 foot. You know, Bella Kachap is, I don't know what height he is. Salisu, I would imagine they're the two tallest players in the field. Walker Peters is going to go for a run up that line all day long. Luca Dean is going to need to have his Weetabix because he's going to be tracking back an awful lot. But then again, when Walker Peters goes forward, he's going to need to have his Weetabix to get up to French to a man, a former French international, I suppose we could call him now, since he's not in the squad, looking to regain his place in the team. So I think it's a nice even matchup, to be honest with you. I think this team here, and realistically, it's whoever gets the tactics right on the day, it seems to be between these two teams over the last two or three years, tends to get a win. And there's been some big, there's been goals in these games. These games have tended to be open, and there's been lots of goals. And that brings me back to Coutinho. And I think that he's hoping in that aspect that this game will be as open as Hasselhoodl wants it to be. He wants to isolate the likes of Gineppo with his latent pace. He wants to isolate the likes of the likes of Elianusi out wide. And then he wants to try and get the two guys getting through the centre. But also the two guys you'll often see Adam Armstrong is running diagonally. And I've spoken about this before. And a lot of the times I admire this tactic from Hasselhoodl is the diagonal runs from their strikers. It's very difficult to defend a diagonal run, specifically if you're going to start it early and then maybe straighten your run to go forward. It's very difficult because you're breaking off side traps very easily in that aspect there, because somebody's going to move, somebody's going to flinch and move out of the line. And you know, that's what they can bring here. So Kanza and Mings are going to have to be really on top of their game. But likewise up top for them, if they start to bomb forward with Walker Peters, stick Bailey out in that wing. I know Bailey's normally played right wing for us so far, but maybe pull him across the field if Walker Peters is going up. Make sure that Walker Peters has to expend more energy to get back than he does going forward. And Leon Bailey will make you do that, because Leon Bailey, as we know, is really, really fast. So I think we've got an interesting blend here. And I know that people may like the Coutinho selection, but and I think that it's really going to depend on how open we are in midfield as to how we're going to do it in this game. But I think Gerrard is looking for fast attacking football here. We haven't been able to do it. We haven't been able to play fast attacking football since Gerrard, bar two or three games since Gerrard has come in. We just haven't been able to do it. A lot of it has been down to Coutinho slowing up the ball at times in the middle of midfield, or players looking to find Coutinho and slowing up what they're doing, or maybe going wide too early. There's been a lot of kind of kinks in the delivery system that we have with our counter-attack. But let's see if we can get this right after this long week-long break that we have coming into this game. I would imagine we're going to see Leandro Dendoncker at some stage today. I would imagine, you know, it would be great to see Danny Ings come on and do some damage as well. The five subs rule here, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Douglas Luiz, Buendia, Ings, Dendoncker all come on in this game today. And, you know, Steven Gerrard hasn't been a fan of using all five subs, but I think that we could see four subs come in today from the bench. Let's go back to the comments, and I'm going to remove this from the screen. We have this in here. Darryl O'Grady, thank you very much. Ferret from the left ditch. And that's what it is. And I'm hoping that Coutinho plays like a ferret bolting from the left ditch today and he gets on everything that's passed out there to him. Carson White says, Sanson, yeah, I think we've a Sanson and we've been a Kemba sighting here, lads, you know. So maybe there's been a flock of doves. The dove of peace has been... They all went into the centre circle at 5 o'clock today and they just released doves and handed each other olive branches at some stage today. But nice to see the two men back on the field. You know, they can't go anywhere now at this moment in time. Let's introduce them back into the team. Let's make them regular contributors within the team. I don't know how blown up a lot of the contretemps between them and Gerrard was. I don't know. And I don't think we'll ever know until one or both players or the manager leaves the club. That's usually something that comes out afterwards. But look, it's good that we're using them. It's good that we're seeing them there. Philly D says, McGinn and Ramsey yet again is a joke. It doesn't work. It's like he wants to be sacked. It worked against Man City, though, I suppose. But then again, you had Douglas Luiz in there for sure. Maybe he does want to be sacked. We'll see. And as I say, I don't say that flippantly. I don't say that sarcastically either, Philly D. I'm saying that from the point of view that his head is still on the hot seat, I think, with regards to this. And I was speaking to somebody today that I knew somebody who used to do, I think they refer to him as actuary as well in Paddy Power. And they used to say, with regards to relegation odds, the bookmakers would what moves the odds, essentially. And our point for Aston Villa against Man City actually didn't move the odds favorably for Aston Villa. We actually shortened. We went from 11 to 2 into 4 to 1. And, you know, I remember this guy telling me before that it's expected things that will lengthen the odds. So what I mean by that, and that's why I've been saying this before, is if we're like, we would have some reasonable probability or reasonable expectation to get a point against Southampton today, potentially get 3 points at home. So the expectation is favoured in our side. So we will be favourites to win this game today. So from that point of view, we win this game today, our odds for relegation will probably go out to 6 or 7 to 1. And that's what, look, the bookies are very, very rarely wrong. And that's what they go on. They go on expected results. So it's any of these surprise results move the marker very, very little. And like you said there, Philly D, I just wonder how he expects this game to go tonight, and is it different to, you know, to what his expectation was against Man City? So it'll be interesting to see, and I hope it does work tonight because you know, it's going to be a packed Villa Park, and I hope to God it does work tonight for sure. Where else are we? No Archer, not even on the bench. That's an interesting one as well there. Archer wasn't picked in the under-21 squad, and it was actually said that it was, the question was asked, was there some sort of an injury there as well. I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but when he wasn't picked in the English under-21 squad today, there was just a question asked. It wasn't a rumour. It wasn't anything like that. Maybe he picked up a small niggle or something. So I don't know. I don't know about that at all. But with all those midfielders on the bench, I think it does look like they will be rolling in and out midfielders quite a bit tonight, and hoping to see some changes in there as well. Guys, there's a lot of McGinn has been diabolical, and I don't think that, like, I think statistically you can look at that and what you see with your eyes, and you can look and you can, it's hard to disagree with it. He's been poor. I wouldn't say he's been diabolical, but it's okay to say he's been poor for sure, but he's got captain's armband. You know, so he's almost, and look, you can say what you like about that as well, guys, but like, my expectation is that he's going to start until something falls off him. And by that, I mean a limb is going to fall off him. So I personally don't get too hot under the collar regards to John McGinn. I just hope that they surround him with players that force him into different areas of the field, so at this moment in time, he can play himself back into form as well. But I think, Doug, like, if you were to ask any neutral observer of the game against Manchester City, who would be the man you would take out the next day? Would it be Douglas Luiz or John McGinn? I think it would have been heavily favoured with regards to John McGinn, I think, in that, just based on his performances recently. But he does need to get back to the form that we know he can play with, for sure. Where are we? Do, 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 do. Rex Gold says Buendia and Chambers have been good, so of course Gerrard doesn't play them. He picks Kanza and Coutinho. Once again, I don't think that Callum Chambers, like I've been very negative on Kanza as well. Chambers probably deserves a goal in the team. I think that I'm reserved to the fact that you can't bring Coutinho on and expect him to change the game, but you can with Buendia. And I think that that means a lot to managers in general. Buendia started, I can't remember what game it was. Was it against Crystal Palace that he started and didn't think he was much good? Or was it West Ham? I think it might have been West Ham. Didn't think he was much good when he started. But that's like when... And I'm not making excuses for Steven Gerrard. Jesus, don't get me wrong here, guys. But I can understand the madness between, you know, why people are saying, why does he always start Coutinho and bring Buendia off the bench? And maybe we need to see a difference in that. Maybe we do for sure. But I think that for me is the moot point. The real point here is Douglas Luiz should be starting instead of Coutinho anyway. And then I don't think there would be any discussion really about the fact that McGinn might be wide open or that Coutinho starting over Buendia, because I think that we just looked an awful lot more structured and things just looked like it was more well-oiled when we had that Douglas Luiz and Kamara double pivot in there. And you just can't see a double pivot being played between Kamara and McGinn there, because McGinn doesn't seem to hold his position enough. But yes, I'm looking forward to seeing Buendia for sure. I thought Chambers might get the nudge in this one, in this game, but he likes the Kanza-Mings partnership, it seems. And I think that, you know, once Bednarak comes in, I would say get used to the Bednarak and Mings partnership when he does come back, and we'll see if that proves fruitful or not. But yes, Callum Chambers, as I say, has never really put a foot wrong for Aston Villa. Probably the only game he didn't play really well was when we played him in defensive midfield last season. He did an awful lot of... He looked cumbersome in that position, but since he's been put on Aston Villa shirt, he's been absolutely outstanding for Villa, and you have to wonder when he's going to get his next chance again for sure. Absolutely. Just scrolling down there. Where else are we? Can't see there. There's a ton of negativity there, guys, and I think that's absolutely okay too. We've nothing really to go on. Put in your comment. Put in your scores there, guys, and we'll do it really quickly because I got to run and get a cab. So pop in your scores there. I personally think that Aston Villa are going to win this game. I think we're going to score 2 goals tonight. I think we're going to concede. So that means by dint of that virtue, I think we're going to win 2-1. I don't mind, when I say I don't mind this team, I'm not surprised by this team. I'm not enthused by there's areas of this team I'm not enthused by. And look, it's obvious, not really enthused by the Kamara, McGinn, Ramsey axis that's in their midfield, because as a lot of you guys have pointed out, and I'm playing devil's advocate here at times, as you guys have pointed out there, we don't control games when we've got the three of those guys inside there. I would also like, you know, to see Douglas Luiz in there. I think that we should go with what got us the point against Man City. And, you know, this team are going to be wide open anyway. I think Jacob Ramsey could provide that spark up there. Maybe Coutinho might do it to a greater degree. Maybe Buendia might do it. Maybe this was a game to play 2 up top with Ings. I don't know. But it's a team that we could have, you know, it was one of probably 3 permutations that we had with regards to this team. And as I say, sometimes that can be very, very frustrating with Steven Gerrard, that it's very much like cookie cutter. I've got my plan A, my plan B, my plan C, and I don't deviate from those. And that's fine when you're winning, but when you're not getting the results that you should get against the team, against teams around you, or the results that everybody feels you should get against the teams that are around you, you know, that can become frustrating as well. So I'm going to go with a 2-1 win. And we have Jordy Villain says it's going to be 2-1 Villa, so I'm predicting a 5-0 massacre with us also missing a penalty. We have Surgeon something, I don't know, it says 3-0 to Villa. The Big Matthew says 2-2, Ward-Prowse double, Buendia and Luiz get us back in it from the bench. That would be fantastic. PJ Coyne says 1-0 to Southampton, I presume. Really Random Review says 2-1 Villa, 0-0 says Holtender. 1-0 says Danielle, 2-2 says Mark Brannigan, 2-1 says Midnight Mark. 3-0 says John Law. Dan Lane, you're not the parish priest we used to have at home called Father Dan Lane by any chance, no? Because it would be absolutely amazing if he was an Aston Villa fan. The now retired priest that used to be in our parish. I presume you're not, but maybe you do. Maybe you have a lot of time to look at Aston Villa stuff on YouTube. Who's on the back of my shirt? I'm going to keep you waiting until I do this rundown. And plus, I also forgot to tell you as well. So thanks for reminding me, Dan. Where are we? 2-0 says Shane Coleman. 3-3 says Alex Roberts. Mystic Max predicts 4-1 to Aston Villa. Dean O'Shea says 3-1. Jordy Villan says watch us go win 6-0. Standing on the World says 2-1 Villa. Danny Harvey says 2-0 Villa. Pat Max says 4-1 Southampton again. 2-1 Villa says Jake Aston Villa. Where is Dan? Is that Dan? You're welcome. I wish I was. No, Dan isn't the parish priest that I used to have. Rex Cole says it's going to be 5-0 to Villa. That's the spirit that I love. Cat Cannon says 2-1. Darren Gray says 2-1 for the customer boat. That's an in-joke there for anyone who is from Ballingarry in County Limerick. Paul Oliver says think we might lose 2-1. Mark Farrington says 3-1. And Anna O'Grady, they were sitting up there for a joke for me. Of course the priest would be supporting the Saints. Of course he would. Of course he would. Damn, why didn't I think of that one? AVFC agent Jared says 1-1, and I want your opinion on that. I think it could very easily be 1-1. I think any game that Aston Villa could play, I think probably one goal is what we have in us. I'm hopeful that we will score two, and I certainly think we will concede as well. So I think 1-1 would be, I think it would be a very, very plausible result for sure. 6-2 says Himalaya. Pete still says 3-2. 3-0 says Skate. 2-0 says Ad. And Jake, that's nice haircut. Thank you very much. James says 3-1 to Aston Villa. And 3-1 to Southampton says James. That's just my Villa bias coming in. That I said 3-1 to Aston Villa. And for those of you who were wondering who is on the back of my shirt, it is Boubacar Kamara, number 44. Get in there before he gets the sixth jersey when Douglas Luiz leaves in a free in the summer. So I said I'd get in there with the Kamara 44 because he is a legend and he has been arguably our best player this season. So excellent, guys. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate all of you chatting in here today. We've had 350 people watching at one stage, which still always blows my mind. Really appreciate you guys. Thumbs up if you haven't done it already. Click out of the live chat. Give us a thumbs up. A small little ask before we leave. I got to run now, but we will be back with a post-match. I will be outside somewhere in Shop Street, do a post-match directly after the game. Hopefully we will be happy and we'll be singing. It'll be a shorter one because I will be on my own. So I hope to see you then. It'll be roughly around 9:55 GMT. So thanks very much, everybody. Up the Villa. And I hope we do it tonight against Southampton because we need to go on a decent run over the next few weeks before the World Cup. So thanks very much, everybody, for watching. Up the Villa and up Boubacar Kamara and my new shirt.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.